ください。
I'm sorry, I'm late. I had some traffic, but that happens. So maybe we'll jump right in. Skip any introductory remarks for the new guys. They had introductory remarks yesterday. The old guys don't need introductory remarks because you're old guys. We'll just start. You already know about Oliver Wendell Holmes and everything. I don't have to tell you everything yet. So, Sukkah Shigvei L'Malam Yesim Amo, Sulu, Rabbi Yudha Makshi. That's the first topic over here. I guess the Sukkah, more than 20 Amos, full. What's Talocha? Tanakam is this puzzle. Talocha. All the Rishonim agreed. Balamor has a discussion about it. All the Rishonim agreed. Talocha is like Tanakam, that it's puzzle. Rabbi Yudha Makshi. Rishonim Gvei Asar Tochim. Shayla Sholish Tanais, less than Sholish Tanais, the Shechamosimu, the Misilosa, also possible. Sulu. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yudha Machshir, the Gemara Mufarish Pluktayu. We're going to explain what the Machlekes is about. Okay. And the Gemara by us only explains the Tanakam, it doesn't explain Rabbi Yudha. I guess we could infer what Rabbi Yudha holds from what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yudha doesn't hold what the Tanakhama holds. Shayna Gavai Asarat Fakam Gumar Mekarish Taimu. It's not a machaik, it's just Taimu. Sholish Tvanais Nami the Gumar Yolosu. Shechamosumu Mitzilosa. Here already Rashi doesn't just rely on the Gumar Mekarish. Rashi says Chamosu Mumitzilosa. It means, first of all, what it means. Well, no, here Rashi gives the Tav. Yeah, because the Emes the Gemara and this Mishnah doesn't talk about it. It's the Gemara, the Sugyas about it are later on in the second parak. So Rashi can't say the Gemara Mefarash Taima on Chamosu Mumitzilosa. Gemara means the Gemara of this Mishnah, not the Gemara and Daf Chav Beis. So Rashi says, Chamosim u'mitzilosa, amud botu l'roi. Ve'ayu k'misha enoi, ve'al shem haschach kuyu sukkah. Yeah. So first of all, Achayim points to Achayim discuss, just the word amud botu l'roi, bitul l'roi. Normally bitul l'roi, it has to be, bitul l'roi that we're normally used to, it has to be ena nikah. Even by schach, the Gemara does have a concept in the Testament days. The Gemara has a concept that you could be ma'arav shechofton, you could be ma'arav schach posel, and schach kosher. And if there's more schach kosher than schach posel, then the schach posel is a bottle of the roiv. And there Rashi speaks out the fairish that it only works if the schach posel is not nicker. So if the schach posel is not nicker, then it can be bottle of the roiv in the roiv of the schach kosher. Over here, by the cell and the chama, the cell is nicker and the chama is nicker. It's not a normal bittle of the roiv. So I'm going to say it doesn't mean the regular bitul b'roiv. Maybe we'll amplify this later on, but it doesn't mean the regular bitul b'roiv. Let's say it means more al derech ruba kukulei. If it's roiv chama, mi otzel is like no tzel. So therefore there's kilu is no tzel. And if there's no tzel, then it's no good. Why is it no good if there's no tzel? So Rashi says, Hashem eschach kuy yisukah. So what does Rashi mean, Hashem eschach kuy yisukah? Fine, there is schach. There's no tzel, but there is schach. So what Rashi means. That schach means that it's mesachech me'atzel. The Rabban says in the Mechamas, such a thing that the definition of schach is that it's mesachech. From what is it mesachech? It's mesachech mina chama. The Rabban in Archav Beis, by that sugya from Archav Beis, the Rabban says that schach has to be meitzel. It's not meitzel. It's not. It's nothing because the pasuk says the v'sukah til itzel yomim. So you see, a sukkah has to make itself. You have to know. The Gemara by us says that pasuk might be going with the Mashiach. We'll have to discuss it later on. But al kaponim, schach by definition means the word schach means that it's misachek, and misachek means minatzel. So that's what Rashi means as well. Al derech ze, al shem aschach kuy yisukah. To be misachek, it has to make tzel, and if there's no tzel, because the tzel is k'misha eina, because it's possible right. So in the middle, the schach is not being misachek. If the schach is not being misachek, then it's not a schach, and if it's not a schach, then it's not a sukkah. Kach b'pshutu, that's what Rashi said. Al derech ze. Yeah, so really, to understand this Rashi, or to talk even intelligently about this Rashi, so we have to have a little bit of background from the Sugis later on about self. So I want to talk that through now. First of all, we needed to understand the Rashi, and also it's big Yisaitis that we're going to have. Tavas are going forward, and the there in the Gemara, we're going to have to be able to reference all of this. So it's not a Sugis Shalom Kaimer. We have a little bit of to flesh out the idea of shed some light on Silosim, Rubim, Mechamos, and so on. So it's all like this. The Gemara Daf Tezvav, the Mishnah Daf Tezvav, second Mishnah Tezvav, the Mishnah says, "Amakaras Kosher Bishvaidim Oy Baruchas Hanito." Somebody set up the schach, set up the roof of the sukkah with shvaidim, with metal poles, or Baruchas Hanito, long pieces of wood that are Makabel Tuma because they're ready to kli. Anyway, things that are not the schach fossil. If the space between the shvaidim is as large as the shvaidim, and he filled that up with schach kosher, so then the sukkah is kosher. So b'pshuta, it says in this Mishnah that if you have a schach that's 50% schach basel and 50% schach kosher, so it's okay. That's a poshup shot in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, "Lemit have it yuta the Rabbanu Beit Yeshua." Did my parents claim it? Rav Papa Mamut, the Rabbanu Beit Yeshua, my also. Chaykes in after Shabbos, you have a machitza. The halacha is by a machitza that the machitza is allowed to have breaks in the machitza. It's still a kosher machitza to make a rishus hayachid, but the breaks, the pirtzas, can't be greater than the oimid. It can't be greater than the oimid. So you have to have, if the oimid is more than the parots, then it's okay. The parots is more than the oimid, then it's not okay. And it's a machitza putzel. And what if it's 50-50? So that's a machaikas, our pop and our bunabay de bishur. Our pop says 50-50 is good enough. Bunabay de bishur says no, it has to be 50-50 is not good enough. Need 51%, need more than 50% oimid, and less than 50% parots. The Gemara says in Erevin, the Gemara here quotes, the Gemara says in Erevin, Rashi probably means it, that Rashi doesn't bring it, the Rishon brings it. The Gemara says in Erevin, the Machlekes is in the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Is the Rachmana Omer Gedol Ruba, or is the Rachmana Omer Loi Tifreitz Ruba? What does the Torah require? That there should be Roi Godor, or that it shouldn't be Roi Parts? So that's the Machlekes a Papa, and the Kun Reb Shur, the Halacha is like a Papa, that Mechzal Mechz is Kasher. So this Mishnah seems to support a Papa. Because here also the Mishnah says 50-50 is kosher. 50-50 is kosher. So it's like a papa, not like a funa bray, they're be sure. So my answer is, oh, like a funa bray, they're sure. My kemoisim v'nichnas v'yetze. Then the Gemara goes on more, but for the time being, that's enough. My kemoisim v'nichnas v'yetze, which means that it wasn't really 50-50. There was enough space between the shvaidim to put an equal amount of schach that it should be able to... Not tightly. Shouldn't have to be a tight fit. That means the space is really a little bit more from the shpoidim than themselves. So the kitzur, the Gemara just reinterprets the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Unibay, sure, you have to say it's talking about benichnas v'yaisi, and it's really not exactly 50-50. Not like the pashup shach in the Mishnah. It's really more than 50% schach kosher, and that's why it's kosher. And the Gemara is mefalpum that a little bit. But our component, what's important for us right now in this Mishnah and Gemara, that the Mishnah together with the Gemara says that if you have mechzes chach kosher and mechzes chach basel, so bonu l'machlekes or papan or punu b'edir b'shua about parutz kaimim. According to our papa, parutz kaimim is okay. Half chach kosher, half chach basel is likewise okay. According to our punu b'edir b'shua, that parutz kaimim is no good. So this is likewise no good. Finish all together that we can apply the concept of parutz kaimim to schach. This machlekes of papa and rapunah by the b'shua is a machlekes nukas machitza. Rachmana Omar, what did her say when it said nukas machitza? Gedor ruba, latifet ruba. Rachmana Omar is Rachmana Omar in nukas machitza. Machitza is halacha mashim sinai. Omar says at the beginning of the parak. Machitza is halacha mashim sinai. Shir machitza halacha mashim sinai. So what's the Rachmana Omar? Nukas machitza. What does that have to do with schach? So this is a shayla. This Fasemis over here, famous Fasemis. Fasemis says, you see from here, a lot of Achayim say along these lines, but you see from here that a schach is a kind of machitza. Like an oil, machitza's oil, like you have an oil by Kabbalah's Tumah. So it's a kind of machitza. therefore it has hilchas. Therefore, it has hilchas mechitza. If mechitza has to be 51%, then tzchach has to be, it's also mechitza, it has to be 51% gadol. Rishayim, we don't find this perish. We'll see in a few minutes, maybe it's implicit in Rishayim. We don't find this this statement said explicitly. Maybe there's other possibilities. Maybe you could say, very dochuk, maybe you could say, nechram, it's really different halacha. Here it's halacha of tzchach, and there it's halacha of mechitza. But somehow the Gemara held that it's that the same way in Hilchas Mechitza we have the suffix, is it Gedor Rubo or Letifet Rubo? What language does the Torah speak? Does it speak the language of Gedor Rubo? Does it speak the language of Letifet Rubo? So maybe by Schach as well, we know we have to have Schach. And if you have Chama in the Schach, then it's no good. And you have to have more Schach than Chama is good. More Chama than Schach is no good. Well, what if it's 50-50? Is it Rachmana Omar be Mesachik Rubo? Or Rachmana Omar that it shouldn't be Chamerubo. Like maybe the Gemara just held this, like, you know, whatever the formula the Torah uses by 50-50 cases in Mechitza, maybe it's the same formula for 50-50 cases in Schach, even though Schach and Mechitza are really two different and unrelated things. But a lot of this Hasemis is very attractive, even though we shouldn't don't say it fair. It's very attractive to say this notion that from the fact that the Gemara applies the concept of poets go in by schach, that schach is a kind of mechitza. It might be useful in other areas also. Ma'aseh d'achrayim, this is in Shiv Shireh, this is a very common place. Notion that a schach has hilchas mechitza. Now, come on, that's this sugya. Then there's another sugya. A chopezim and beis. The twin sugya. The Mishnah says in chopezim and aleph, that a sukkah that's silos removed may chamosuk shev. So that's the opposite of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says chamosuk removed with silos is psula. The Mishnah of Chabbe says silos removed may chamosuk is shev. So it sounds good. Everybody agrees. Silos removed with chamosuk is kosher. That Mishnah says silos removed may chamosuk is kosher. Our Mishnah says chamosuk removed with silos is posel. So, shalom al Yisrael. But the Gemara says, no, not so posel. Says the Gemara, Chabbez and Beit, by two dots, there's a steer between the two Mishnahs in the inference. My Mishnah says Chamosim Mitzilosu is Psula, so the inference is half and half will be okay. The Mishnah Chavay says Tzilosim Chamosim Ksheira. The implication is that half and half is not okay. So it's a steer. So my answer is like Kasha. Kan mi lamala, kan mi lamato. So Rashi learns, most Rishonim learn, Kan mi lamala, kan mi lamata means that if you're measuring the schach itself, then 50-50 is not okay. You have to have more than 50-50. But if you're measuring on the ground, then 50-50 is okay. So our Mishnah that implies 50-50 is okay, the only chamosim mitzvos is possible, that's talking about what you're measuring on the ground. The Mishnah Chabez that says, that implies that 50-50 is no good, that's talking about when you're measuring in the schach itself, the schach versus the empty spaces. Says the Mor Omer Papa, Haynu da'ami inshi kizuzu mila'el ki'istru mila'tachas. So Rashi learns, most Rishonim learn, that a zuz is smaller than an istra. And our Papa said that this answer goes together, is tied up in what people say, that if you have, wait, is how Rashi explains it, if you have airspace the size of a zuz in the schach, then down on the floor, that hole is going to look like an istra, which is bigger, because the light spreads. But you have a little hole in the roof, but by the time the light comes out, but it comes out like a cone, and the light spreads. So here you have empty space, 50% empty space. So on the schach, it's 50% empty space. But down on the ground, it's going to be more than 50% chama. And therefore, let's see Rashi inside, maybe. Every word over here is important. Kami lamayla, kami lamato, says Rashi. Hodet akina kiadodi psulo. That the mission b'chabez implies kiadodi is no good. That's talking about lamayla koi. In the schach itself, kishesh mekona lakona kimuloi kona. I feel a mitzumsum psulo. That even 50-50 is no good. Why? Lefi shechamas ha'avi nireis ba'oret shechava ha'avi min atzel shel schach. Because even if it's 50-50 on top, then down below it's going to be roiv avir. It's going to be roiv chama. And roiv chama is no good. The hod rakin in kiadodik sheira, noket shira milamato, the Mishnah by us that says that 50-50 is okay, that's talking about the lamata on the ground. If it's 50-50 down below, then up on top is even better than 50-50. So that's Taka Kosha. That's the Sukkis HaGemara according to Rashi and most Rishonim. That's how they wrote up this Gemara. So it says, bottom line, it says in this Gemara, that if the Schach is 50% Schach Kosher, and 50% Avir, so bottom line is the Kosher is the Possum. The Schach is 50-50. Possum. So Rishonim ask, Taisus, the other Rishonim ask, how does the Shtim, who's the Bala member over here in this Gemara? Papa. What does the Papa hold in Chol and Daf Tezvav? Parash Kaim is Kosher. And 50-50 is Kosher. So in Daf Tezvav it says that according to Papa, 50% Schach Kosher, 50% Schach Basel is Kosher. And here, Papa himself says that if it's 50% Schach and 50% airspace, it's possible. So it's a sphere. Taisus asks it belongs. Taisus asks it as a kasha. Rashi doesn't talk about it there. Taisus asks it as a kasha. Other Rishonim ask it as a kasha. So the sum of the answer is, I mean, Rishonim say the answer is. The answer really merub is in Rashi by us. The Rishonim answer, the Rosh and Moshe answers that. So the Rosh answers that it's not comparable. In the case in Daf Tezvav, we're not talking about empty airspace. We're talking about Schach Kosher and Schach Posel. So 50% Schach Kosher and 50% Schach Posel, so that's 50% Schach Kosher. 50% Schach Kosher is okay, because that's your Papa Shita. Rachmana Omar like different Zubah. 50% is enough. I have 50% Schach Kosher. In the case by us, there's an additional factor. Here we're not talking about schach posel, we're talking about empty avi. Empty avi has this quality that the light that comes in then spreads out. So when you have 50% empty space, that means that down below it's going to be 50% more than 50% chama. It's going to be chama rabba al atzel. Says the Rosh, there's an extra halacha. Nitna halacha, says the Rosh, that you have to have tzel on the ground. You have to have roiv tzel on the ground. Parenthetically, roif tzel v'adafna means not a mir tzel. But upon the main thing is nitna halacha. That's the lashon of the Rosh. Nitna halacha. There's an extra halacha over here. No, it's mitzad the schach itself. 50% is enough. 50% schach kosher is enough. So if you have 50% schach kosher, 50% schach basel, you're fine. And in that case over there, the tzel is also 50%. The tzel on the ground. When you have totally obstructed schach, a totally obstructed roof, half is schach kosher, half is schach basel. The tzel that's on the ground. How much of that cell is attributable to the schach kosher, and how much of the cell is attributable to the schach posel? Let's say it like that. It's 50-50. If it's half schach kosher and half schach posel, and everything creates cell, then the cell is generated by half schach kosher, half schach posel. So the cell itself, it's half schach kosher, half cell, let's say we could call it cell kosher, and half cell posel. So that's mamash a 50-50 case. In the case by us, there's an additional factor. The schach, if you're only looking at the schach, so the schach is taka 50% schach kosher, 50% nothingness, and that would be good enough if we were only focusing on the schach. But says the Rosh, there's another din, nitna halacha, that you have to have roif tzel lamata. Again, roif tzel labdavka, not a mir tzel, the tzel can't be both. So you have to have tzel lamata. And if you have 50% of abir lamalo, the abir spreads, and down below, the mice, you're not going to have tzel. So the melo, it's not going to be good. That's Lashon Rosh. Nitna halacha shi'at zel meruba. The Taisus Rid says the same thing on the Yochav Beis. He adds the words that al shem aschach garisov. He explains why you have to have tzel. Who says you have to have tzel? It's enough. I have 50% schach. Adds the Taisus Rid because al shem aschach garisov. Very reminiscent we have in Rashi. Meaning it has to be mesachek. To be mesachek, it has to create tzel. And if the tzel is kamisha enoy, because it's to me a tzel. That takes away from the having self, from the being the sacrifice. a simple way to Pashup Shah and the Rosh Lachara. But the Rosh is saying it works very well for Sras Emes's reign. The Rosh is saying there's two halachas in the Sach. I mean, the Maisa the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying there's two halachas. There's one halacha mitzvah, the Sach itself, Poritz Koimit. You have to have Poritz Koimit, at least Poritz Koimit. Poritz Koimit kosher. But at least you have to have, at least you have to have Oimit Kiporitz. At least you have enough, 50% Oimit. That's the second tab as well. That the Sach has to be Oimit. But for that, 50-50 is good enough. There's another halacha. Besides the fact that you have to have Oimit, the Sach has to be 50% Oimit. There's another halacha that you also have to have tzel. That's a separate halacha. Nitna halacha that there shouldn't be, that there should be a roif tzel lamata, right? So meaning you should have a substantial amount of tzel lamata, not a mit of tzel lamata. It's a separate halacha. The Loshon Rosh that way, nitna halacha, meaning it's a separate halacha. There's one halacha, the Gemara Tezvah, that's not a separate nitna halacha. That's the Hilchas Shabbos. That's Hilchas Mechitza in general. But you have to have a parts, you have to have like Zerfuna, or a Papa, and a Funa Beidab Shua. Is it Kedor Ruba, or like Tiflitz Ruba? We hold like a Papa, like Tiflitz Ruba. So that's one halacha, halacha Hilchas Mechitza. That's the second test vote. And that's in common with Hilchas Mechitza in Kolotera Kula, and common with Hilchas Mechitza in Hilchas Shabbos. That's not an extra Nitna halacha. Then the Rosh says, here there's a Nitna halacha. Nitna halacha means not a Hilchas Shabbos, Nitna halacha in Hilchas Sukkah. That is a Nitna halacha that you also have to have Roiv Tzel. The Tesur is, because Hashem is Hakkari Sukkah. That's a separate halacha. That's a halacha that's unique to Sukkah, that it has no analog in Hilchas Shabbos. That there has to be a Roiv Tzel Lamata. That's the subject. And when you have Mech Savir, then the Avir is Mispashit, the Lamaisa down below, you don't have Roiv Tzel. And therefore it's no good. Yeah, so that's the Rosh. I love the Rosh, the Tesur is. There's two halachas in Schach, two dinim in Schach. There's one halacha of Hilchas Mechitza. Again, if you use that lashon is very attractive. We want to define what are these two halachas. We're not mamish married to this halacha of Hilchas Mechitza, but of Mechitza, that is Chach as a Mechitza, but it makes it easier to see. There's Hilchas Mechitza of Schach, that's in common with Hilchas Shabbos. That's what Papa Nefun Rebbe Yishu. Parach Koyim, it is kosher according to our Papa. But then in another halacha, nitna halacha, that's just hadgosh in the rosh, nitna halacha, meaning it's a separate halacha, but you have to have tzel lamata. By mechzus hachosh and mechzus hachabosu, that's okay, I have tzel lamata, and half of it's from the schach hachosh, so that's a good tzel. But here, by the empty space, the avis mispashit, and then it's no good. In the Tzitzit Rid, he adds a line, he says, what if you would have salas schach? But there was a little hole in the sach, but somehow, through that little hole, it's not true from physics, he's not suggesting that it is, but he says, Lu Yitzur, from that little hole, the Avir would be mispashit, and it would wipe out all the tzelamat. He's just being, it's a thought experiment. Well, that's not the physics, but he's not suggesting that it is. The physics is Kezuzul El Kistrum with the Tachach. He said, what would be if, you know, in some alternate universe. You can have Salas Chak with a little hole, but down below the Abba would be Mispashit, and it would be Merev Cham. So he says it would be possible. What does Tesrid want with this? What does Tesrid want with this extra thought experiment? I mean, he already said the word. That the Abba is Mispashit, 50% above is more than 50% down below Chama, and that's no good, because Hashem is Chak Kori Sukkah. So what is this thought experiment being basic? If you had a little hole, but the Avir would be mispashit, then it would still be possible. So what does he want to bring out with that? I think the way we're paraphrasing the Rosh and the Tosfos Rid, I think his point is this: a hole for sure is not a batal mechitza. In Hilchas Mechitza, a little hole is nothing. And nonetheless, he says, even though in Hilchas Mechitza a batal would be nothing, but lemaisa if there would be no chama lamata, then it would lack in something. So who then he says by 50-50 point to Rapop is fine for Hilchas Mechitza, but it's not fine for Hilchas Tzel. The Rashi would ask him that base is al derech zeh, at least at this point in the discussion. The Rashi could plug in very well to this Rosh in the place is written. That's what Rashi is saying in that base. Rashi is chamos and mumitzul also is posel. Says Rashi because Amir the tzel is bottle beroiv, Hamir bottle beroiv, very kimisha enoi, v'al shem eschach kori sukkah. Meaning now you have like more terminology to work with. What do Rashi need that whole arichas for? That's like this. What do Rashi need the whole arichas for? Rashi should say that it's poets move alignment. If it's chamos and mumitzul also, this is a naive question. You know, you look at the word, only the word that is vav, So in the Gemara Daf Tesvav doesn't say bittul beroyv in Daf Tesvav. This is parutz kaim. But we know there's a halacha that parutz kaim that parutz meruba la'im. It is possible. Again, if I never saw the Gemara Chabez, if I only saw the Gemara Daf Tesvav, and I would look at this Rashi, I would ask myself, what does Rashi want? The Gemara explains in Tesvav that if you have a miut of schach kosher of schach, it's mostly schach posel, a miut of schach kosher, it's no good because it's parutz meruba la'im. So that's what Rashi should say. That if it's chamos and ruv mitzilosa, it's parutz meruba la'im. In Hilchos Shabbos, when the Mishnah says that Paritz Goyimit is that Paritz Mu'ba Lo'imit is no good, so we Rashi over there doesn't say because there's Bittul Beroyv. I mean, Bottle Beroyv, the Reiv Aymit is Bottle Beroyv in the Paritz. The halach is Rachmana Amalei, different Rubel. What did Rashi in that base have to be Maisif? What did he have to get into Bittul Beroyv? So other as Beirim, he should have just said it's Reiv Paritz and Reiv Paritz is no good. If I only have the Gemara of Dakhtas off. The answer is, Rashi's coming, Rashi knows the Gemara in Chabbeis. The Gemara in Chabbeis says that the Mishnah in that base is not talking about the Schach itself. The Schach itself is actually 50-50 and 50-50, mitzad Hilchas Mechitza would be good enough according to our Papa. And we hold like our Papa. The Mishnah is talking about that even though it's 50-50, the Schach is 50-50, which in Hilchas Mechitza is good enough. But down on the ground, the Avi is Mishpashit, and it's going to be Chamoser Ruv Mitzilosa. And Chamoser Ruv Mitzilosa is no good, not because it's Paritz Ruv Alayimit. It's not part of Ruv Alayimit. Up on top, it's only 50. It's still 50-50. But because it's a new halacha, nitna halacha, that you have to have tzel, like the Tosfos really explained, because Hashem says Hashem is chachkori sukkah, you have to have tzel. And if it's miut tzel, then that's not called that you have tzel. It's called you don't have tzel. And if you don't have tzel, then it lacks in the nitna halacha. It lacks in the Hashem is chachkori sukkah. There's an extra halacha in schach. The Rosh calls it halacha. Tosfos really says because it comes from the word schach. Maybe that's not like itself. The Rosh calls it halacha. Tosfos Reed calls it. It comes from the implication of the word schach. Okay, fine. But a kaponim, hatzad hashavishem, that there's an extra halacha that you have to have. There's an extra din that you have to have schach tzel imato. And if the tzel is a miyut, it's not cool that you have tzel because it's going to be she'enoi. So if I don't have tzel, if you don't have tzel, then it's not a sukkah. It's not a schach. That's what the Rashi is saying. So now, in the light of the Rosh Tzrid, the Rashi now is. We understand the Rashi in a different way. Yeah.
But if we're just saying that Rashi is saying like the Rosh is just giving us an extra halacha that you need sell all as well, why does he have to say Hamiyu Pitul Barov? We know from the Mishnah Chavez that it just needs to be Zalsa Mirba Chamasa. I just need sell more than Chama. I don't need. Why does he have to go to non
existent? No, I don't need sell more than Chama. I need sell not less than Chama. Up on top, all I need is 50-50. I need 50% Chav Kashim. Down below, I also only need 50%.
What have you heard?
No, it's like Mishkachas law. In theory, down below, you also maybe only need 50% sell. Because it's not Batul B'Rayv. The only thing is, Right. How much schach do you need on top? 50%, or above 50%. I mean, if we schach kosher and schach posel, for example, then it'll be enough to have 50% schach kosher. How much, but then there's another look, you have to have tzel below. And how much tzel do you have to have down below?
51%.
50%. Because the Mishnah, our Mishnah says, that's the Gemara. Okay. The Mishnah that says, ha, that if it's equal, our Mishnah says, chamosim mitzilos posel, says this, I'm always medayim, but if it's 50-50, it's okay. Says the Gemara, that's only lamata. Lamata, 50% is okay. Because 50% means that I have to sell. The sell is not bottle by roif. That's what I threw in parenthetically, that when the Rosh says nit na halacha that you need roif sell, it doesn't mean that you have, it has to be 51% sell. It's the famous not true. Our Mishnah says 50% sell is good enough, and our Mishnah is talking about lamato. The Rosh just means you need roif sell, meaning not a meat of sell, a substantial amount of sell. Can't have a little sell in the corner. The schach has to have, the sell can't be bottle by roif. That's what the Rosh, you have to say that way, I don't think there's no way out of that. When the Rosh says Reif Tzel, he means not a meat of Tzel. And that's the Rashi. The Tzel can't be Batul B'Rayv. But if the Tzel is 50%, it's not Batul B'Rayv. If it's not Batul B'Rayv, then it's cool that I have Tzel. It's really a Hasbar. Also, Rashi explaining, why is it 50-50? Why Tak is Melim is Chach itself? So that's Halacha, Rachman Oma. Like different Zuba. In Hilchas Mechitza, where did the 50% come from? Why is it 50%? Why isn't it 51%? So that's a problem of Kuna Bashir, Rachman Omar. That's the halacha of Moshe Mishinei. Then Hilchas Mechitza, Rachman Omar, according to our Papa, that 50% is good enough, like Tifrei Zubo. Don't be pirate's right. 50% is enough. In Hilchas Sel, we're not talking about the halacha of Moshe Mishinei of Hilchas Mechitza. We're just talking about the fact that you need to have Sel, because Rashi is Al Shem is Chachor Yisukah. So why is it 50%? Maybe it's 51%. So that also Rashi is explaining, because I don't need. It's not that I need a certain quantity of tzel, a rative of tzel, or a certain percentage of tzel. I need a half tzel. But if the tzel is less than 50%, it's bottled rative, and I have no tzel at all. And if there's no tzel at all, then it's not a schach. Hashem is schach. Then it's not a schach, and it's not a schach. So the schach has to produce tzel. Tzel means that it's not bottled rative. It's not kemisha enoi. 50% is not kemisha enoi. So there's a tzel floating around. So that's good enough. That's actually very geschmack. If we're learning the Rashi out there, the way we're learning the Rashi now, that it's in the sheet of the Rosh and the Taisrid, so it's an extra havon and why Rashi talks about bittul beroy. Now it's not a literal bittul beroy, so why does he use the language of bittul beroy? He's explaining to me why is it 50%. You can't invoke over here a parts kaimed. We're not talking about hilchos mechitza. We're talking about hilchos sel. So mechet pesach should be 50%. Maybe it has to be 51% sel. Like the Rosh nit halacha sheyoyv sel. Maybe for roiv sel means 51% sel. But now Rashi is very smart. Rashi is explaining, no, it's not that I need 51% cell, and it's not that I need 50%, it's not even that I need 50% cell. I need a half cell. But a mere cell is bottle beroid, and it's kemishaymik. A mechta cell is not kemishaymik, so I have a cell, good enough. That's fair enough.
What?
We'll see. The Rans may be a little bit different, though. Okay, we'll come to that. Come to that, one thing at a time. But meanwhile, in the world of, if we're learning Rashi in the world of the Rosh, then that's I think a very nice hatama why Rashi talks about the Buddha, right? Yeah. So this is one sheet, the Rashi and Tosafot read. Rashi certainly could be read in that way. Tosafot l'maisa is chaylof in Rashi. Tosafot asked the steer of Nimoran Tesvav and Nimoran Toteis. And Tosafot is not mechalot between Schach Postel and Abi. Taisus assumes, he said to him, Rabbi Natan, that if 50% Schach Kosher is good enough in Daf Tezvov, then 50% Schach should be good enough in Daf Chod Beis. Meaning, if 50% Schach Kosher is good enough by the case of Mechza Schach Kosher and Mechza Schach Postel, then likewise 50% according to the same Rapopo, then likewise, the same way Rapopo would hold, that 50% schach kosher and 50% avir, empty space, is also good enough. Is that mechalek, like grash, like the Rosh, and the other Rishonim, that the avir is mispashit, he doesn't have it. And therefore, the Rabbi Natan says that in a Tanami, 50% schach kosher and 50% empty space is kosher. According to our papa, that part is going to be kosher. Alright, what about this? How does he read the Gemara? So he says, a whole different shot in the Gemara. Tami lamata doesn't mean the schach has one set of halachas and then the tzel down below on the floor has a different set of halachas. No. There's only one halacha and that's the schach. And the schach has to be 50% schach kosher, period. And the other 50% could be whatever you want. Obviously, schach posul, doesn't matter. You have to have 50% schach kosher. It's one halacha, very simple halacha. All it should say in Shulchan Aruch, point of Enetam, is in 50% Schach Kosher. The Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah that says, that implies that 50% is good, our Mishnah, that's fine. That's talking about if you're measuring the Schach, you got up on a ladder, and you measure the Schach, and you have 50% Schach Kosher, and 50% Tachama, which means empty space, good to go. What about the Mishnah Chabez that implies that you have to have Roiv Schach, and that Metz Schach is not enough? That's talking about me. Lamata, Rabbi Natan learns. Lamata means if you're standing on the floor and you're looking up and you're measuring the schach, like you know when you're looking under a tree or something, you're measuring, you're craning your neck and looking up at the schach. So then there's an optical illusion that the avir looks bigger than it really. The avir looks smaller than it really is. Something that he says a strange thing. He says something that's small, that's big and far away looks small. So since the avir is far away, because I'm looking up. I'm up into the sky. I'm looking up, so the avir is, or 6 feet up, whatever it is, the avir, to me, the avir doesn't look so big. It looks like it's only 50%. That's okay. But it's really 51%, 52%, because there's an optical illusion when it's far away, it looks smaller.
Or
That's Rabbi Yehuda. It's hard to understand why is the optical illusion only in the Adri and not in the Schach? What the Schach is also, I don't know, it's like talk about it, they shouldn't talk about it. They have a whole discussion about it. But a component would take it as written. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And therefore, the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah. The other Shem, I have a lot of questions, you know, about those questions that are made in the Tamar. The Ramban says, the Mishnah is telling me about optical illusions. And the optical illusion is not uniform. That's how tall your schach is, so the Mishnah should tell me different degrees of optical illusion. And B'chal, the Ramban says, what's the Mishnah bothering to tell me? The Mishnah should tell, you know, measure carefully. The Mishnah has to tell me how loch is in the optical illusion. But anyway, that's what Rabbeinu Tam. The bottom line is, Rabbeinu Tam holds, that is really one halach. Point to Ben Tam. The halach is much simpler. The pshat more is strange, but he says the halach is very simple. You need 50% schach kosher, 50% could be posel, schach posel. If it could be, avir, it doesn't matter. It's all good because poor is going to be kosher, and that's the gemara. And the whole lamata just means, you know, from which side of it are you looking? And then there's a whole discussion of showing what's taka bigger, a zuzu or an istira, and that's a whole, what's the word? Coins, whatever. Anyway, there's a whole discussion about the coin size. But why is Rabbeinu Tam? Okay, so if you're Rabbeinu Tam, that means there's only one halacha, Hilchos Mechitzah, Poetz Chayim. Because Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have this other halacha of Tzav. That's right. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have this other halacha of Tzav. If you look in this, in Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher, he also has the same discussion. It's in two places. It's Hashem going later on when we get to Reb Zeir and the Gemara. I want to come back and look at the Sefer Yosher more closely. But in Shin Samachai and Shin Samaches, if you look at Rabbeinu Tam there in the Sefer Yosher, you see Rabbeinu Tam there makes two points. Number one, Rabbeinu Tam says, it was the other Rishayim's pshat is very posh. The distinction that the other Rishayim make is very, very, very posh. Schas posh, so there's no, the Avi is not mispashit. Empty space, the Avi is mispashit, so you don't have any tzel lamata. That was a very good svar. The Rosh, the Rishayim, their base. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like it. Why does Rabbeinu Tam not like it? So if you look in the Sefer, so the Tais doesn't say, but if you look in the Sefer Yosher, Rabbeinu Tam explains, he says, who cares about the tzel lamata? Caring about the tzel lamata is Reb Zera. I don't know if you saw the Gemara. Hopefully, you should see the whole Gemara till the middle of the Olympics. Just run through it. But he says, that's Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, Sukkah l'malam yasher mam is possible because you don't have any cell l'mata, and it says, v'sukkah t'il l'tzel yom l'michay. Sukkah has to be cell. And the other Amorim disagree, Rabba, Rova, the other Amorim disagree, and they say the possible of v'sukkah t'il l'tzel is l'maysa Mashiach. So it's a fair shigamara. It says Reb Zeira. It's a fair shigamara that we don't care about cell l'mata. Reb Zeira cares. But the other Amorim, nobody passes like Reb Zeira. The halakha is either like Rabba or like Rova, discussion of Yishayim. Not Reb Zeira. So the other Yishayim, where Chaluk and Reb Zeira say, cell l'mata doesn't matter. What do you tell me? A whole halacha, the halacha that you have to have tzel. It's not true. That's Reb Zeira talking. We don't hold like Reb Zeira. We hold that the schach, even if it's lamal and yasher mama and it's hakanat meitzel, it doesn't have to be meitzel. The posuk is l'moshe Mashiach. So that's one number one. That we'll have to talk and discuss. He has a good point. Rabbeinu Tam has a good point. All these rishonim, the Rosh and the Tosfos Rid, were telling me that's a new, and Rashi and the Beis Lachor were telling me that's a new halacha that there has to be tzel, not halacha that you have to have tzel because al shem is chakor yisuk and so on. How can they say that? The Gemara says Mefeirish that we don't hold like Reb Zeira. That the sukkah does not have to be meitzel. It could be Reb Zeira says Lamala Meshem Ha'am is no good because it's not meitzel. It's so tall that the sun comes into this land and there's no tzel l'mata. And the other Amorim say, what's the Mefeirish? The Beis Mefeirish on the top. The other Amorim say, Kulu Ker Reb Zeira Le'ami, because the posuk of a sukkah t'il l'tzel is talking about the sukkah of Yemais Mashiach. The sukkah of Yosem will be l'tzel. But a regular sukkah doesn't have to be l'tzel. No. So what do they want to be shown? We'll see. The Rishonim are Beferish Mesiachas. This is not like a question we have to answer on our own. The Rishonim, the Ran and the Ritva, the Beferish Mesiachas to this question, and later on we'll take a look at what they have to say. But Akaponim, that's where Rabbeinu Tam is coming from. Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't accept this whole notion that there has to be tzel, that there has to be tzel amata. Then Rabbeinu Tam makes another point in Shin Samaches, and he says that he doesn't think that what the Rishonim say in physics is right. The Rishonim say, rather the Rosh, the Tosfos Reed, they all say that if you have 50% Avir on top, then the Avir, the light spreads, and down below it'll be Roiv Tzel. Rabbeinu Tam says he thinks it's just the opposite, that the shadow spreads, and it'll be less, if it's 50% Avir Lamala, then down below it'll be Roiv Tzel. This is an interesting machlokes. What is this machlokes about? like it's an optics. But it happens in such a, I don't know, I need somebody to do an experiment. Right, maybe that's not Akasha. But I think there maybe is an akud over here, what they're arguing about, and what needs a havana. The Lashon Rebbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher, I think it's Meshubish. It's very hard to know exactly. I don't have it in front of me. You should see Rebbeinu Tam. What? I'm running out of time, actually. But the Lashon Rebbeinu Tam, the Olam has this also? So, yeah. He says that the Lashon Rebbeinu according to other Yishayim's understanding, that it means that the sun spreads out. Shekeru, not true. So the Shoshin Echneses Achama Bekan V'Loi Bo Lechasos Iyata Moitzi Shachama Mu'etis Min Ha'avir Sha'oivi Mimato. So I don't know, I'm not sure exactly what they are. It seems to me that something is a Meshubash, which is not surprising in these things. But he has a Lashon that the Oivi is Mimait. The thickness of the Schach is Mimait. I think he means the following. Imagine you have a Schach. We have Avir. Imagine it's 50-50. You know, this is a foot across, whatever, 4 inches across. It's half Avir, and so on and so forth. The sun is always at an angle because the sun's in the south. That's a shul. Assume we're both talking about that. The sun's not directly overhead. The sun's coming in at a slit. Now, in theory, one could say, here's the ground. Since the sun's coming in at a slant, so it should be 50-50 down below. In theory, and this as a point of departure. Right? You know, what should the physics look like? I'm just going to imagine the physics. What should it look like? So, say, well, it's supposed to still be 50-50 down below. So the other Rishonim say, no, it's not 50-50 down below, the Av is mispashit. That's, L'chare, sounds right to us. Why do we think the Av is mispashit? Why is the Av mispashit? Well, L'chare, it's coming in at a straight line, it should be 50-50. The answer, some of the answer is, I mean, I know all the physics of it, but some of the answer is the light's not a point source. The light is has a certain, so you have light coming, some of the light's coming like this, some of the light's coming in like this. And therefore, at different angles. So it's, there's light coming in the space, there's light coming in at different angles, and therefore it spreads out. If the sun would be a point source, and all the light would be, then maybe it wouldn't be true, but the sun's not a point source. I think, right? You have the physics majors here, so correct me if I'm wrong. So the other Rishonim are right. That's the physics. But the Rebbeinu Tam says, one second, the Schach has a thickness. I don't know what the thickness is, but it has a certain thickness. If the Schach has a thickness, so then imagine you have light coming in. Some of the light is blocked by the top of the schach. But some of the light, half the light, is blocked by the top of the schach. But there's a certain part of the light that's not blocked by the top of the schach, but it's still going to be blocked by the side of the schach. So more than 50% of the light will be blocked. And that's what Rebbeinu Tam means, that the oivi is memayit. Which I think also sounds right. I think that sounds right. If you have a thick schach, imagine you have imagine a schach that's really very thick. So you just have like chimneys of light. You have a chimney over here of airspace, a chimney of airspace, but this is quite a thick schach. And it's 50-50. As far as the width of the schach isn't exactly 50-50. So then, the light's coming in at a slant, not from directly above. So yeah, I think that sounds right, that it could be quite 50-50 and it could still be quite dark down below. Because a lot of the light is, some of the light's half light blocked by the top of the schach. But there's also light that's blocked by the sides of the schach. I think that's Rebbeinu Tam's argument that the oivi is memayit the avi. So now, yes, lo the madovah sach, and Yishayim are not bothered by this. There's some machlekes Yishayim over here, I don't know where this goes, but that the other Yishayim look at the schach for this halacha as being not having any thickness. And then the avi is mispashit. And the Rebbeinu Tam looks at the schach as having a thickness, and therefore, if I get the tzel is mispashit. So that's an interesting aside. I have nothing to say about that. I don't know what's the bedrock over here? What's behind this machlokes? Any of that? Okay, so that's what we have so far. So far we have two shittas. We have the shita of Rebbeinu Tam. Now we only look at there's only hilchos mechitza. Gemara Tesvav is the dispositive of the Gemara. That's the only Gemara. According to Rebbeinu Tam, the only real Gemara here is the Gemara Tesvav. Gemara Chabes omer optical illusions. But as far as Hilchas, you know, the real halacha is concerned, all the reasons we work as well, Torah is going to be kosher, according to Rabbah. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And Mela, it's enough to have 50% kosher, 50% avir, you're fine. If you're measuring it from down below, you have to factor in the optical illusions, but fine, that's Gemara Chavez. That's like a, no, we don't have to worry about that. And according to the other Rishonim, you know, the two sugyas are talking about two different halachas. The sugya, according to the Rosh and the Tosfos Rid, and the Rashi could read very, very well that way, then the two sugyas are talking about fundamentally two halachas. The sugya that is above is talking about Hilchas Mechitza, that's in the Skak itself, and there, Taka 50% is good enough. And the sugya Daf Chav Beis is talking about a new halacha, a nitna halacha, what the Rosh calls nitna halacha, an extra halacha. So it says the hasbara, where does this extra halacha come from? Because the word tzak implies that it makes tzel, so that's where this extra halacha comes from. But a kaponim, it's an extra halacha that there has to be tzel lamata. And tzel lamata means that it has to be there has to be not a mid of tzel. A mid of tzel is kmisha enay. It has to be a substantial amount of tzel. And therefore it's taka two halachas. In the Gemara Tezvav, we don't care about the tzel. It's 50-50 anyway. There's no avir mispashet. Everything is so there. 50% is good enough. Yeah, 50% is hakosher, so it's a good mechitza, and the tzel is also good. 50% tzel is from the hakosher, so it's also fine. That's the second fact that Tezvav. The Gemara Chav Beis says that when you have avir, you have an extra complication, because even if you have 50% up above, but down below the avir is going to be mispashet, you're not going to have another. The tzel is going to be kemisha enoy, and therefore that's the Gemara says that's the answer to the steer between the two mishnayos. The Mishnah that says, because 50-50 is not good enough on top. 50-50 is only good enough down below. Up on top, you need more than 50-50, when you're talking about Tzach and Avir, because you have to ensure that you should have Mechzal, Mechzal, Lemat. So those are two sheets that we saw today. I want to take a look at the Ramban and the Ran over there in Avchot Beis. I think we'll see the Ramban, that's a third sheet. It's not... Even though it sounds Tashkof Rishon like the Rosh, but if we'll look at it more carefully, we'll see that it's a different sheet entirely. So that's for next time. Okay.
Speaking of which.